With less than 20,000 people, Natchitoches, Louisiana may not be on the top of your list for places to see. However, I knew enough about where my sister went to really get jealous, and I think you might too. Listen along as Lainey tells us all about her trip to Natchitoches, Louisiana and the Steel Magnolia House. Welcome to the Steel Magnolias podcast. We are two sisters here to have uplifting conversations about life in the South.
The South is full of beautiful diversity in landscape, people groups, and culture, and we want to showcase each part. We've got plenty of room at our table, so pull up your chair.
Hey, 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 we're back at the table. I'm Laura Beth.
And I'm Lainey.
And I am jealous also.
Well,
I should have introduced myself as I am jealous because what we're talking about today that you got to go do.
I don't know how to say this, but you should be.
Thanks.
I mean, there's no way around that this little epic night that I had that I'm going to tell y'all about was pretty... I don't know. It just met all my expectations.
Which are hard to do. So good on all y'all that run the Steel Magnolias Bed and Breakfast. Good on all y'all. So I heard about this place a few years ago, but I don't even think I knew this existed when we started this podcast. Did you? Do you remember?
I did not.
I don't remember how I heard about it, but...
I'm pretty sure you told me about it.
Okay.
And I was like, this is a thing? Like, you're serious?
Yeah. I was like, yeah. In the city, Natchitoches... where the movie was filmed and where the story originates from.
Right. The guy who wrote it, this is where he grew up in this town.
You can go stay in the house that was
Shelby and Mullen's house.
Yes.
The Eatonton house, yes. In the movie,
the
right?
The Eatonton, yes.
So yeah. I just decided it's a little under 3 hours from Baton Rouge. I can't be that close to it and not do it.
Yeah. So our last episode was on Baton Rouge, and you totally focused all Baton Rouge. So if you are interested or going anywhere near there, check that episode out because Lainey did a great job outlining.
Well, thank you.
Her stay there. But yes, of the time she spent over there, you did run over to Natchitoches.
I did. So it's, again, it's a drive. It's not just a...
3 hours?
It was under three, but close to three.
Okay.
And it was fascinating, too. I didn't put this in my notes, but part of the time you're driving on this... I'm not going to say it's like a road, but it's got an edging to it because you're driving over swamp.
Oh.
So it's not really weird. Like a high bridge that where you can see it's low, like a road, but you're actually on a raised.
Like you can't pull off if you get a flat.
Nope. And if there happened to have been an accident, which there wasn't.
Oh my gosh.
You'd kind of be stuck for a bit.
Yeah.
So we didn't have any issues. It was smooth sailing.
Good.
But yeah, that was fascinating. And, you know, it was so much fun. I definitely want to do this again.
Okay.
Either with you or a group of us meeting in this town.
Yeah.
Or, well, I'll tell more as I go.
Okay.
But.
So, like, y'all got to town. Did you go straight to the house?
We did not.
Okay.
So, check in. I can't remember exactly because I don't have that right here in front of me.
It's probably typical hours. 3 or 4 p.m. probably.
Right. I want to say, and they ask that you text them your time that you're coming.
Right.
So I want to say they give you between 2 and 6.
Okay.
And I'm sure they're accommodating if you couldn't.
Sure.
In that window.
But
that's
not a hotel.
The window. It's not a hotel. So it's a code and, you know, she wants to make sure she has things ready. Now, there's 5 rooms that are... for rental.
Okay.
So you could potentially, if you're a group,
rent the house
for the whole, yeah,
wow,
where y'all have the whole thing.
Oh my gosh, that would be so darn fun.
So, but we were in Annelle's attic.
Okay.
And that's because there was 3 of us and that was the only one that had 2 beds.
Okay.
So that's the one we asked for.
Gotcha.
There was one room, I think they call it Truvy's apartment or something. Okay. But it actually has like a little kitchenette.
Okay.
And there was a lady that was staying in that one that we met. She had stayed there multiple times. But she just kind of liked that because she had what she needed. I think she was a writer or something.
How cool.
So she was, you know, spending time there. But there was, in addition, two couples who were staying in two of the rooms.
Okay.
And then two really close friends that were in Shelby's room.
Oh, my gosh.
And so when I met one of them and I was like, oh, my gosh, you're in Shelby's room. Tell me about it. Is the bathroom truly still the pink tile? Yeah. She's like, oh, yeah, you need to come after, you know, you need to come see it. So I actually got to go see it. Yes.
Oh, fun. See, that's some good Southern hospitality.
They were precious, these two.
So, I would say anybody that you meet at that staying at that place, those are our people.
Those are our people. So, they just are.
I would say anybody that you meet there, unless they're just having a really rotten day, you're going to enjoy.
There was one couple that the boyfriend had, or husband, fiance, I don't know what he was, but he booked it for the girl.
Okay.
Like, surprised her.
Oh.
And I was like, good on you.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. I thought, that's special, because I'm sure he could care less.
If he's not the fiance, he's doing well to get to it. Wow.
So, that was kind of sweet. But Denise Short is the bed and breakfast manager.
Okay.
And she is so wonderful. I mean, she just does a beautiful job making you feel at home at the property and making sure you have what you need.
Does she have any connect with the story or the film or like?
I don't think so. Okay. And the owners of the home now have only had it for 11 years.
Okay.
So it's changed hands.
Okay.
They weren't even the owners when the movie was filmed in 1989.
Okay. So it still looks like 89, I'm guessing.
Oh my gosh, totally. And yeah, and some of the rooms are, you know, more like formal, just formal furniture and stuff that looks even older than 89.
Okay.
But it looks, you know, so much of it looks like it looked in the movie.
Yeah, which was a nice house.
It's a
nice,
very nice house.
I definitely picture a lot of that exposed brick in the living room area or the main foyer.
So let me tell you about that.
Okay.
So, well, first of all, this house was built circa 1840.
Oh, hello.
1840.
Hello.
So this is an old house.
Okay.
Again, the movie was filmed in 89, and this was Shelby Eatonton's home.
Love it.
It's it's just so cool how you are, like, when we pulled up, she had said, park under the basketball goal. And,
oh, my gosh.
Like, you're just like, I can't there's take that. This. There's that. There's an outdoor, you know, a pool. Like, you see all of this.
Oh, they really have a pool.
They really have a pool. They really have a little cooking grill area.
Oh, my gosh.
That you see them cooking chickens and stuff for the wedding day.
Yes.
All of that's there.
See, this is crazy because I know just enough about movies to know you don't shoot all the scenes you're talking about.
It's basically a fictional place.
Are not shot this in is one here. Place. Yes.
Not only that, Weezer's house is literally next door.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm like standing at the fence looking over there, like, you know, seeing all that
part. I can't handle this. This is too amazing.
I know.
Wow.
So Denise, that is the manager, is so precious. Let me just tell y'all how epic this was.
Okay.
She texted me. Now, the movie's queued up for y'all to watch. All you gotta do is hit play.
Oh my gosh.
And the couch where you sit to watch the movie is in that exposed brick room.
Are you serious?
Where you're looking right there at the kitchen. Now, the stairs don't have carpet on them anymore. They do in the movie.
Okay.
I couldn't have told you that.
I didn't remember that.
That detail.
No. Yeah.
But y'all, you're literally watching the movie and looking to your right and left and going, oh, Julia Roberts is standing right there.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm looking at it on the screen. I'm barely turning my head, and there's where she's standing.
This is the coolest, because I'm sure people are listening going, well, I drove by the house that they did Home Alone up in Chicago, or I've been to this place over in, you know, Charleston and saw the trees and
it is crazy.
Stay there. It's like you have to do a drive-by to a lot of places that people have seen. But what you're talking about,
I'm talking, you're interacting.
Oh,
so my there's gosh. Even like,
wow,
you're looking over into the kitchen, cabinets exactly the same.
Wow,
stove looks exactly, everything looks the same. Denise had homemade cookies,
oh,
individual banana puddings in the refrigerator,
like individual us. Servings. No, mm-hmm.
Oh, in for little jars.
That's amazing.
Cupcakes. She's like, get your snacks and watch. Enjoy watching the movie.
Did anyone else watch it with y'all?
So it was queued up. And I guess a couple of the people that were staying had been before.
Okay.
So they may have watched it once when they came the first time. And they're like, I'm good.
You know? I in a movie theater, you can sort of hide because it's so dark, but I wouldn't want to ugly cry like on the same couch as somebody that I don't know.
Well, that's so true. That movie. I guess we were blessed because it was just the three of us sitting down there in our cozy clothes eating banana pudding.
Oh, stop! Oh my
gosh! In my, y'all, I call them socially acceptable pajamas. So, you know, I didn't have holes in them or something I might wear
cute
around here.
For you to walk
but
to
I
the...
can be out in the
coffee pot
living room, right?
Yeah.
So, oh, and it is a bed and breakfast, so you're getting breakfast.
Nice. Like a southern breakfast or what?
So what we had was a waffle with chantilly cream and fresh fruit.
Ooh, yum.
Orange juice. Uh-huh. And of course, Kaylee's like, drink your juice, Shelby, as I'm drinking my orange juice. And yes, so epic. Coffee, just and bacon. So,
oh my gosh.
A nice little breakfast. Yes, wonderful breakfast.
And with others.
Yes.
You do that as...
It's the, in the main dining room.
Yeah.
So, everybody who wants to come to breakfast, I think there was at least three that didn't.
Okay.
The owner of the home had come. I don't know if he comes every time for breakfast, but he was there.
How fun.
We got to meet him. And super sweet. So Denise and another lady, Miss Rose, make the food and prepare the breakfast. And
so would you have felt like you couldn't have come in if you weren't staying there, right? Or could you?
No.
Yeah. I'm just awkward. Like kind of thinking through like if somebody's like, we didn't get reservations, but we're here.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like you could probably just see the outside.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
And that's even cool.
Yeah.
Just to see the outside.
Yeah.
But yeah,
you
watching
gotta be
that
staying
movie
there.
And
wow,
looking around at what you're literally seeing. There's a big porch.
Mm-hmm.
And I had noticed when I was sitting in the rocker on the porch, I hadn't watched the movie yet, but I've enjoyed rocking in the rocking chairs out there. The brick columns they're brick, but they're round. I was like, this is so unusual because it's brick, but it's round. And then it's so funny that night watching the movie and Weezer's dog, she ties him up around that round brick column. And
Weezer's
there's just
dog.
So many
scenes.
Like I got a picture of me standing with, it's two front doors.
Okay.
And so with the door open where I'm standing there just like I am at my door that we use that picture a lot.
So fun.
So I got a picture standing there like that. And it's so funny because in the movie, Tom Skerritt, the dad, slams that door on Weezer.
Uh-huh.
And there's just scenes where you're like, oh my gosh, I was just standing there.
Well, and they come out after the wedding. They're throwing the rice out there out the front.
And she tells her mom she's pregnant and like,
suit
sitting at that little kitchen. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just it's epic. I can't even tell you how wonderful.
Seeing
that pink tile bathroom, I'm like, how did Julia Roberts' long legs even fit in this little bitty tub? Like, it's small.
The magic of movies.
And I was thinking of how did the camera angle even get in here?
Yeah,
I know they have ways of
doing
that, but
but 1989, I'm sure they were larger cameras.
Yeah, that's true.
Interesting.
And I forgot how good Dylan McDermott looked in that movie. Anyhow, that's a whole nother.
Yeah, really.
It's a whole nother
thing.
The
focus is so much on the women. Sometimes it's easy to forget.
Yeah, I know.
How amazing is that?
It really is. So I just think, now there's a lot of bed and breakfast in this area.
Yeah, because this is like a really cute town.
I was thinking, even if you had a group of, 20 and everybody couldn't stay at the Steel Magnolia House.
Right.
the same owners have another one on the same street that's called La Maison Louisiane.
Ooh,
and
how
it
pretty.
Looks beautiful with
sure does.
Rocking double chairs porch. On the porch. And, yeah. You know, I don't know if since it's the same owners, maybe they would let you come sit and
sure.
watch the movie yeah. too. I don't know. You'd have to work that out with Denise. But
squatters in the movie.
But there's lots of bed and breakfast around there.
Yeah.
And I just think, like, what a fun place to have a gathering.
For sure.
Now, the weather was wonderful while we were there.
Yeah.
But Natchitoches, I want to talk a little bit about
right.
the town as
right.
well, are known for their Christmas festival. That was part of the movie as well, where she's come back
yes.
and going to the festival. And
yes.
all of that. So you see a lot of touches of okay. the Christmas festival that just aren't plugged in and lit up.
Oh, like they keep them up year round. Oh, my gosh.
Because there's so many. I think there's, I don't even know how many thousand lights.
Wow.
And so along that Cane River where mm-hmm. the town is,
yeah.
where you see like the egg hunt scene.
Yes.
Easter and at the very time, beginning, yes. you see the baseball team running.
Yes.
And that little hill, there's, you know, you can see lights that are like kind of on a bridge that say,
yeah.
you know, that maybe a Christmas tree or Merry Christmas or something. Actually, outside the Steel Magnolia House, there is, you know, it wasn't plugged in, but I could see what it was. It's a big magnolia. It
oh,
says Steel Magnolias. And I'm like, I want to see that at Christmas
time. Oh, I bet
time.
It's beautiful.
I bet it's beautiful.
Yeah, well, Southern Living came out with their double issue of the South's Best Everythings.
Okay.
And for Louisiana, Natchitoches is number two on their list for best small town.
Well, it is.
So,
I mean,
they're getting some popularity.
So there is a whole, if you're a fan of the movie, well, really, even if you're not, I think you'd enjoy Natchitoches. But
right.
if you are, they even have a whole brochure of the Steel Magnolias tour.
Oh, my goodness.
So you can see more than just the Steel Magnolia House and Weezer's house. You can see the church where the wedding happened. You can see Truvy's church, which was different.
Yes, yes.
You can see only the outside, but the outside of the home that Julia Roberts and her husband and baby
oh,
you know
yes.
lived in.
Yes.
Which apparently
Whoa.
Is the house Julia Roberts lived in while filming.
While she was there.
So
that's interesting.
Anyhow.
Golly, I cannot imagine all these A-list
people in that little town.
Actors coming into town.
I know.
That's an all-star cast.
I know.
They were all at their prime. They're
it's
in this
pretty wild.
If you haven't listened to our Steel Magnolias episode, we cover a lot of the behind
of the history of the story
pieces, so definitely linking to that in our show notes for you
there
guys
is,
to check out.
We did an American cemetery tour.
Okay.
And that's the cemetery where the cemetery scene happens.
Oh my gosh, iconic.
Now it doesn't look exactly they
okay.
kind of made it
okay.
I mean, it is in that cemetery and there is a placard to this is where they were
really
kind of a thing. But what is really lovely is at the back of the cemetery there is a little it's kind of quite large little area of stairs that is a garden that's a memorial to the real sister
yeah
of
I wondered where
Robert
she was buried
Harling
yeah.
who wrote the story. And so that's
beautiful,
like a memorial park to her.
Yeah.
And it's so peaceful.
I bet.
And then it even kind of leads down to a really gorgeous bed and breakfast that's down
wow.
there.
Wow.
So
this has girls' trip written
all
over
it. Does it not? Yeah. So
wow.
there is a brochure and it's on the Natchitoches website as well.
So this is a self-guided tour?
Yes.
Okay.
Of just
okay.
driving around to see
okay.
the different places.
And I love that.
We went into the grocery store where the grocery store scene
Gosh.
Is. And yeah, really, really fun.
How fun. It kind of reminds me of when we were in Greenwood, Mississippi
yes.
for the and seeing
yes.
all those places The Help was shot. But it was very spread out.
Yeah. This is not super spread out. Some of it is, actually. There is... The house where Julia Roberts and her husband would
uh-huh.
have lived is on the other side of the river. It's
okay.
a different area.
But, like, again, we didn't have an opportunity to stay anywhere in Greenwood, Mississippi that was any of the help
right houses. Where you're literally interacting and that would stand in your house shoes and that's super fun. I can't
believe that this is available.
I know.
Wow.
So yeah, so this city being right on, you know, we've talked about anytime something's right on the water, how makes it so charming.
Yes.
Now the Natchitoches name is a Indian word.
Yeah.
And then later was French territory. So again, it looks like Natchitoches.
Yes, that's what I used to call it. They say
Natchitoches.
Yeah.
It was the oldest permanent settlement of the Louisiana Purchase.
Okay.
So,
interesting. Again,
really old history. And like when we did the tour of the American cemetery, there were graves in there from late 1700s that were in French.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So that kind of stuff is, you know, if you're a history buff, you don't have, you know, if your husband's a history buff, take him for the history and you enjoy all the girly girl stuff. Some of the architecture you see reminded me of the French Quarter of New Orleans, where it's got the Spanish looking iron or, Spanish French iron on the second story balcony and
beautiful,
that kind of thing. There is a restaurant that's actually quite Southern famous. I don't know if it's famous nationwide, but Southern famous, I'm going to say, called, I don't know if I can pronounce it right, Lassoines. It's Lassoines.
Okay.
Lassoines. Meat pies.
Oh.
So it's Louisiana Creole.
Okay.
And they have more than meat pies, but that's literally what it's called, is Lassoines meat pies. I had a crawfish pie for the first time, and it's delicious.
Just like the song.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. They also have just, their meat pie is a mix of ground beef pork.
Okay.
I didn't love it. I thought it was okay.
So a meat pie kind of looks like an empanada, right?
But bigger. Because I think, isn't an empanada usually like just about like that size? Small?
Kind of. Like,
so this is like the size of your hand.
Your hand would, you could get, yeah.
An empanada could be that big.
Yeah, it'd be a little smaller. You're right.
Smaller.
You're right.
So these are about the size of your hand and yeah, just filling.
Yeah.
You know, I had a little cup of gumbo and the crawfish pie. And then they also had these corn fritters, Louisiana corn fritters that were really good. Kind of looked like a hush puppy, but more cornbread.
Corn. Yeah.
And it came with butter and honey.
Yum.
So it was really good.
Yum.
They have a mercantile store that was fascinating. Again, I have some cool pictures of it. It's called Cafe Frederick. And it dates back to 1863.
Oh, my gosh.
That's where I got Jacob a little kaleidoscope
that
toy.
That is so cute.
They
so,
had lots of old toys.
Yeah, and I loved it.
It's a mix of old and new. I mean, you see some, like, older hardware kind of stuff. But then you see, like, fancy soaps and hand lotions and, like, everything you would need. They had a lot of Lodge cast iron and a true mercantile store or general store that was cool to see.
Was there like a main drag, kind of a main street or
it's like a historic district.
Okay,
so I would say yes, there is
several
streets, but it's not just like one main street.
Okay,
but this mercantile store faces the river, so it's like right across from where that egg hunt would have been.
Wow,
that little area.
That's so awesome.
There's also, we didn't do this, but I think it could be quite fun. On that river, they have a little paddle wheeler boat, little river boat.
Oh, fun.
And on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, it's a ticketed tour on the water. It's $15 for children, $25 for adults, and it's an hour and a half trip.
Okay.
And so that could be a fun little, I'm sure they give you some history things like that. But
pick a pretty day to go out there.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that could be a fun option of something to do to spend some time and definitely hit some of these shops. They're what you would consider kind of like in Franklin.
Yeah.
Daytime hours. They're not going to be open late at night.
Right. Boutiques. Yeah.
That kind of thing. Yeah. But some really cute shops. We did a this came recommended by someone at their visitor center.
Okay.
Before I went, I had reached out. And they told me about Mariner's Restaurant is a great place to watch the sunset.
Oh, cool.
And one of the gals I was with loves to capture pictures of sunset. So I thought, okay, we're going to go to the Mariner's Restaurant. So I made a reservation and asked for a good spot to see the sunset. Now, they had like a dock and an outdoor seating area.
Okay.
We were indoors, but by the glass.
Okay.
And I was actually really glad of that because there was a lot of mosquitoes.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. So I was really glad we were inside. At first, the temperature was so good that I was like, should I change and ask for outside? And I thought, no.
Glad you didn't. Yeah.
They have a fire pit out there.
Nothing kills the mood like mosquitoes.
No, that's so true. But yeah, they have a fire pit out there. There's quite a few people outside.
Okay.
But this is a great place to have a nice meal. We had the meat pies and gumbo for lunch, so we weren't super hungry.
Yeah.
So we literally just did appetizers and a salad.
Yeah.
But even their menu was so yummy.
That's awesome.
I did jot down what we had so I wouldn't forget. I got some oysters for us to share and ceviche.
Nice.
So that was just kind of light and yummy.
Yeah.
We had alligator bites.
How's that?
When in Louisiana. And boudin wontons.
Ooh, I bet that was so good.
Yeah, so kind of think crab rangoon, but boudin in there. It was really yummy. And I had a wedge salad. I've gotten into wedge salads
lately. I love wedge salads. I love them.
Just give me a good wedge salad.
Crumbled blue cheese on top.
So good.
Yeah.
And then they had an extensive wine and bourbon list and then some fun cocktails. It was just a great place to sit and
enjoy
the sunset. So unwind. I have some pretty sunset photos.
Oh, fun. Can't wait to see all this.
Yeah.
I'm going to follow us on Instagram.
Because you're so intrigued. But I'm saying my next time, I want to go at Christmas. This Christmas festival they do in the town since 1927 just looks so fun.
Wow.
So it starts the Saturday before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And goes through Epiphany. So you're talking late January November 6-ish. To January 6-ish.
Yeah.
Over 300,000 lights.
Whoa.
And I just think, they turn it on at dusk each night.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of different activities, like depending on when you're there. So I don't even, I've got a link to the actual schedule.
Oh, good.
That we can put up.
Okay, I'll put it up.
You know, one time there's a tour of homes. One time there's a breakfast with Santa.
Oh,
there's like all these fun things. There's a one of the Saturdays they have like a mistletoe market.
Yeah.
And
nice.
Lots of different Christmas activities. But just with all the lights and hoopla that they put up for that, that would be a really fun time to go.
Yeah. Sounds like it. So good.
Yeah. Now, the nearest airport to Natchitoches is actually Alexandria. I don't know how many flights actually go into there. I don't think that's very big.
Yeah.
But that's 44 miles away. And then Shreveport is 65 miles away.
Okay.
So that seems pretty
So you got to want to be going to Natchitoches to go to Natchitoches.
Yeah.
And that's okay because it sounds like it's really, 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 really
worth it. It is adorable.
Wow. Well, like we said, we've done lots of coverage of Steel Magnolia's story in the past. So we'll link to
that one
previous
for sure.
episode on that. And your Baton Rouge episode was so great. That was before this one. So we'll link to that. Yeah. Let's go.
I know. Gosh, wouldn't that be a fun?
I'm just so glad to hear that they've done it well.
Yeah, I feel like they've embraced, like, this is what put us on the map.
Absolutely.
In the near.
Yes.
Like, they were on the map as the oldest city in the Louisiana Purchase and all of that. So they've got a rich history outside of this movie.
Yeah.
But the movie's what gets people excited now.
Sure.
I think to embrace their adorable town. So
I love it. Good update.
It was pretty epic.
Can't wait to see all the photos and Y'all be sure to follow us, and also make sure that you're signed up to our newsletter, because we're really trying to do our monthly newsletter regularly. So we'll be putting some extra things in that this month. And
thank you to Denise and Miss Rose for your wonderful hospitality and just the city of Natchitoches. I hope I'm back soon.
I hope we are back soon.
Yes.
Y'all have a great week. We'll see you back here next time. Peace be with y'all. You've just listened to an episode of the Steel Magnolias Podcast, an independent show funded solely on support from listeners like you and a few advertisers from time to time. For reminders of what we just said and links to what we just mentioned, take a look at the description of this episode. They are right there. Are you enjoying the show? We hope you'll text a friend or loved one to tell them about this podcast. And make sure they know how to get to a podcast first. We invite you to join our mailing list to be the first to know about episodes, giveaways, and events. Sign up at steelmagnoliaspodcast.com.